Hello, and welcome to Da Bro Show. I am your host, Jake Harwood, and my name is still the same. How are we doing on this fine day? Seriously, how are you doing? Are you having a great day? Are you? You know, a boss I once had, every morning he sent out this email to all the teams within his territory. And at the end of every single email on every single day, he would always say, "Have a great day if you want to." At the time, that statement bugged the shit out of me. I was like, look at this overachiever sending out this email at 6:30 a.m. I mean, after all, we didn't start until 8:30 a.m. This peppy SOB's over here just sending out this email. Every day he's just got to send out this email at 6:30. Have a great day if you want to. I used to think, you know, well, of course you're having a great day. You're in charge. You don't have to do what I have to do. You know, when I think about that sometimes, especially looking back a few years, I appreciate that saying a bunch and actually understand the meaning of it now. Great days are a choice. Always. Always. Let me say that again. Great days are a choice. Always. Okay? Now I already know. Somebody shaking their head like, "Oh, no, that's not true. Oh, no, no, no. No, I'm actually having a really bad day, and you don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Bro Show guy." But in fact, it is actually a choice. It's how you deal with things that come your way. Not just about the things that come your way. So it's how you deal with them. Look, you know, there's always going to be things. There's always going to be people, moments that might frustrate or quite frankly even piss you off. But you can choose to deal with them and keep on having a great day, or you can choose to deal with them and let them impact your day, and consequently, you end up having a bad day. And back to the boss, not to mention, this guy clearly, as I stated, 6:30 a.m. was up working well before I had to, and probably still working well after I was done. And as the boss, I know he had far more responsibility than I actually did. But at the moment, when I worked under him, clearly, I had not yet really understood that the boss actually works longer and harder and would probably have far more reasons to have a bad day than I would. Yet at the time, I was in my own head and lacked understanding, or really a greater perspective. You know, my bros, as I continue to navigate these things we call life, we'll call them the waters of life, if you will, right now. So as I navigate these waters of life, you know, as I work on myself, I discover who I really am. This is what happens to me. I find myself getting more excited about life, opportunity, the journey, and I've grown to have this real respect and love for the process. What I'd like for you to do right now, and please, if you're cruising the ride right now, driving, be safe. Grab a pen and paper, or hit record on your phone or whatever you do. I want you to think real quick about the five people you spend the most time with in your life right now. Okay, right now. Now, please exclude your children. But seriously, all the adults, the five you are around the most, that you talk to the most, you spend the most time with. Who are these five people? Think about this for a second. And just while you're thinking about it, let me give you a couple of examples that you might overlook. Think about it. If you have somebody at work that you work side by side with 8 hours a day or 9, 10, 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, there's a good chance that person's at your table. Okay, that's one of your five people. If you have a roommate and the roommate's always home when you're home and it's your roommate and you talk to him quite a bit, even if it's not like your best friend, but it's a roommate and that's just how it happened, that's probably one of the five, okay? So just think about that. Who are those five people? And I got to tell you, as I'm talking right now, I'm thinking about my five people. That's harder than I thought to think about. Anyway, five people. You got them. Who are the five people you spend the most time with closest to you? All right, now that you've done this, and seriously, don't move on until you've done this, all right? You need to know these five people. Now, what you got to do is you look at these five names. That's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about, you know, what's their income levels, religious beliefs, political beliefs, friggin' morals, values, you know, what's their profession, hobbies, likes, dislikes, children, do they have any? How many do they have? Are they employed? Are they self-employed? Are they business owners? Heck, are they investors? Are they massive debt people? So they have high debt. Are they extremely low debt? Are they no debt people? Are they cash flow people? You know, what kind of people are they? Really think about this. The five people, just list them out. Start writing. Like, what kind of people are these? Now, do these people that you wrote down, do they often come to you with problems? You know, really be honest with yourself and really think about these people with a super open mind here, okay? Don't be closed off because it's like your best friend and your sister and your brother and your mom and your dad or your boss that you love or whatever. Just be super open-minded here. Like, these people, do they always come to you with a problem? Is there always something that's happening to them? You know, do they always feel sick or nauseated? You know, they have body aches, or they always, oh, I have a migraine today again, you know, whatever it is. You know, are these people ones that lift you up, or are they ones that crab in the bucket? Or are they pulling you back down? You know, the crab in the bucket, the two crabs, there's always two crabs, right? There's one crab that's trying to crawl out, and there's always that second crab in there. And the second crab at the bottom is never going to let that crab crawl out of the bucket. It just keeps pop, 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 pulling it back down so the crab can never climb to the top of the bucket and actually get out of the bucket, which is metaphorical for success. So, you know, are these people the crabs in the bucket that are trying to, that would crawl out with you, or are they the ones that are going to pull you back down in the bucket? Are they victims? Now, if you don't know what that means, message me. I'll tell you what it means to always be a victim. There's a lot of those in society today, to be quite frank. I'm not knocking it. This isn't going political, but I'm telling you right now, there are a shitload of victims in this world. It's kind of been created by society, and now there are so many of them. So I want you to really think about these people. Are they always victims? You know, is something always happening to them? You know, whatever it is. I don't even want to give examples right now, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, or are these people ones that take accountability for their own actions and they're growing personally, professionally? You know, what kind of people are they? You got to really think about this. And this thing that I'm talking about right now, this is known as the law of association that I'm talking about here. And this is really important in your own journey, okay? You know, what you do is you take the five people that are closest to you, that you spend the most time with, and there's a good chance that you are about the average sum of those peeps, okay? So just to give a little quick example, let's just say that, you know, I have five friends that I spend the most time with: Johnny, Susie, Timmy, Tommy, and Billy. And, you know, they make 50, 60, 70, 80, and 100K. And they're all Republican, and they're all Catholic, and they all they all have headaches all the time. They all eat fast food, and none of them really feel great. And they like to smoke a little weed, and but they go to work, but then they complain about work, and they always want to meet for happy hour. There's a good chance if I kicked it with those five people, and I couldn't name their names again, because those are not made up, and those are not, in fact, my friends. There's a good chance I'd be the sum five of those people. So I'd be a church going, a happy hour attending, unhappy 9-to-5 kind of guy, making probably somewhere between 50 and 100K, so right around the 75K mark. Okay, you get my point. That's a little quick one off my cuff there. I don't want to go into my peeps, but that would take a while. But maybe someday I will if you really want me to. Back to what I was saying. You got the five people. You know who they are now. You imagine you're probably about the some average of those people. So just if you can, turn on your imagination button here. Let's imagine yourself. You're sitting at a round table, okay? Got the round table. I don't know why I just made that noise. Kind of made me think about like kings and knights, I guess. You're sitting at a round table. It's you, Then you got the five other people and five chairs around you. Pop, 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 pop. Okay, here's the thing. If you think about this, you're probably going to agree with me. Maybe it's not right at 6 months, but it's going to be pretty damn close. About every 6 months or so, what's going to happen is one of these chairs at the table, they're going to become empty, okay? They're going to change. And this happens due to relationships ending or, you know, jobs changing, people move. I mean, really, there's just tons of reasons. But about every 6 months or so, a seat is going to become available, all right? So this is the crucial part. This is so crucial, okay? I'm not telling you to write down these five people, identify who they are, and be like, all right, you're out, you're out, you're out. I can't talk to you anymore. The bro said that you're bad news. I don't want to be the sum average of you anymore. I'm just saying, look, a seat's going to open up. And when it does, be very, very careful about who you let sit down at your table, all right? That's your table. Don't forget that. That's not just a table. That's your table. So if someone's trying to sit down in the seat that you do not want, that doesn't fit who you are or where you're going, give them the infamous Forrest Gump line and tell them, seats taken. If you want to achieve more in life, then the next person that sits down should raise that sum average and move you up. You know, the great and famed Robert Kiyosaki, if you know who he is, hopefully you do. My boy Robert Kiyosaki talks about the four cash flow quadrants. And those quadrants, I'm going to just tell you just so you know what they are. The four quadrants, you start as an employee, known as quadrant one. Then you move to being self-employed, which is known as quad two. Then quadrant three becomes a business owner. And then finally, quadrant four, you end up being the investor. Okay? Those are the four cash flow quadrants. You know, I look at this and see a progression, an evolution, I suppose, if you will. You know, I've been an employee, I've been self-employed, and now currently trying to make that transition and trying to work on this small business thing. And also in my back pocket with my eyes, really looking at investing in the near future, okay? And that's definitely part of the plan, and it's part of my bigger scope. And actually, some of the people that sit in the chairs that are close to me have probably a pretty good idea of what I want to do. And I'm pretty open about it these days. Before, I'd be scared, shy. I'm insecure about it, but now I'm feel pretty comfortable, confident, and I know what I'm chasing here, and I know what I'm after. So, you know, I bring this up really because I want you to just think about your self-evolution and your progression, you know. Excuse me. And I'm not talking about, you know, solely the progress and evolution from a strictly financial or career standpoint, but kind of an overall holistic look at you, if you will. You know, when I was a teen, you know, I think about this sometimes. You know, when I was a teen, what are the things I thought about? I thought about sports, girls, money, girls again, sports, partying and kicking with my buddies, probably girls again. I was a teen, right? Testosterone's high. Then in my 20s, you know, I thought about life much differently. And it wasn't but a short time ago that I thought about partying and girls, but just less than a decade later, I'm thinking about far different things in my 20s. You know, in my 20s, I'm thinking about making money. I'm thinking about buying things. I'm thinking about having a nice car, a nice place to live. You know, I'm thinking about money to go out and party, you know, being the cool guy, being able to buy a round of shots, you know, take a girl out without an issue. You know, I wanted to have the nice clothes name brand. I wanted to have the nice shoes name brand. As a matter of fact, in the 20s, I bought a few rental properties with my bro because I read a few books, and imagine this, it didn't work out. Bought a few properties, read a few books, and then I thought I'd get rich, and it didn't work. You know, and then I went through my lowest times in my 20s, and I also learned a hell of a lot about myself in my 20s. You know, I became a dad at the end of my 20s. I also started a new career. You know, with a small kid. I went through the separation with Rachel. By the time I hit 30, you know, I'm sleeping on a friend's couch for months, and I was flat broke. I mean, I was broke, but I was going after my first real goal as an adult in the career sense, and that was to become a trainer, you know. And then now that I'm in my 30s now, but once I got into the 30s, you know, I'm sleeping on the couch, but I had a career goal. I began to really self-evolve, and not just from a career standpoint, but I really started to evolve, you know, to just look at life really through a much different lens. And really it was about trying to begin to understand who I am, what I'm capable of, and how much can I truly do and accomplish. You know, I started that, you know, I guess I started to understand that it's my duty and my obligation, I can't even talk here, to be the very best version of myself and give everything that I can give. And it's just been crazy in my 30s, like what I've realized and the things that go through my head. And part of what I've realized that I want to share with everybody is that it's okay to fail, to struggle, to be afraid. But it's not okay. It's not acceptable to not really try. You know, I've also realized that having a nice car and a nice house and all that's awesome and great. I mean, yeah, absolutely. But not if it puts you into debt. You know, I don't want nice shit on a credit card anymore. I don't want a nice car that I have a fat ass car payment on. I don't want a big house that I have a giant mortgage on. And the thing is 99.9% of people do this and they think nothing of it. And I'm not knocking it. I don't have a nice car, so I don't have a big payment. I don't have a nice house, so I don't have a big payment. But I have debt. I'm open about that. I don't plan to much longer, but I do. So do I want this stuff? Yeah. It's not important anymore though. It used to be. I just talked about it in my 20s. I wanted all that. That was very important to me. And the nice car? Yeah. I'll get it. And you know when I'm going to get it? I'm going to get it the day that my business or businesses and any passive income that I have pay for it on their own without me having to fund or do anything. That's when I'm going to get the really nice car. And that's a decision I've made. So, my friends, my bros, my peeps, what I'm trying to say is that you really owe it to yourself to keep pushing forward, to never settle. Don't wake up and go to work every day and then come home to unwind and then just hit the repeat button. We must evolve. We, and I mean we, must not settle and keep pushing the boundaries of our own limitations. Each day, I wake up and I remind myself that I'm going to be the best dad I can be, the best personal trainer I can be, the best businessman I can be, the best friend I can be. Look, I'm going to give all of my effort today and each day going forward. I am not going to give less effort on any day on anything. I'm just not. I'll wake up and commit to giving that day my absolute 100%. As a matter of fact, that 100% currently, because I got my mind really strong, is I wake up and I lay in bed for a couple minutes when that alarm clock goes off early, and I remind myself, today I'm going to be 100%. I'm going to be on time. I'm going to get my ass up. I'm going to drink this coffee. I'm going to do the things I need to do. I'm going to give my money attention. I'm going to respond to messages. I'm going to check the email. I'm going to get to work. I'm going to crush it. I'm in at 100%. I remind myself when I get tired, I want to lay down on the couch. I think, nah, I got to give 100%. Let's find out what we're capable of. I'm going to be focused and I'm going to be committed to my goals every day. I'll be devoted and committed to myself and my son for sure. I will be absolutely determined in my pursuit. Each day I'm going to wake up, I'm going to have a clear vision and focus, and I'm going to reach my freaking goals. Either on the days that I'm highly motivated or the days when I'm tired and I slept 4 hours or less, I'm going to attack every single day with unwavering, unrelenting purpose. Dude, I'm pulling out some big words right now. Look out, my brain's moving fast. Because my friends, my bros, my message is very clear here, man. It's up to you to live the life you want to freaking live. Like, it really is. And, you know, maybe this comes across as some hoorah. Maybe this comes across as like, this dude's trying to be some motivational dude. Why is this dude trying? Whatever it is. I'm telling you this right now because it took me until about 34.5 to really figure this out, okay? To really start to think about this and really put together in my head and conceptualize what life is and really start to challenge myself and ask myself the question every day is like, what am I capable of? What can I produce? What can I do? How much can I give? How far can I push my mind and my body? And damn it, I wish so many people would do that. It is phenomenal. Look, I'm going on a rant here, and this is not part of what anything I was going to talk about, but I go to the gym 5, 6, 7 days a week, not just where I work, but to train myself. And I usually go to a different gym, not because I don't love my gym, but because I want my time. And it's for me, it's my mental release. It's my focus time. It's my rejuvenation time. I get inside of me and it's really deep. I mean, you know, I go to a different place when I'm in the gym, not in a crazy way. I just go to a different place and it's very therapeutic for me. And it's the one addiction I have left and it's the one I'm going to keep for the rest of my life. But, you know, I think about that when I'm in the gym a lot and I just think, you know, I get tired on a rep or a set. And I'm not saying to go to the gym and crush it like this, but I literally go to the gym and I'm in a rep or a set and I'm feeling tired and fatigued. And I'm thinking like, shoot, you know, a couple more reps, I'm going to stop. Couple more reps, I'm going to stop. Couple more reps, I'm going to stop. And then I don't stop because you know why? I ask myself that question in my head, like, what are you willing to do? How hard are you willing to push? How many people would give up right now? How many people would stop? How many people would tap out? How many people would drop the weights? How many people would shake their head and say, this is too hard? How many people would be like, bro, I can't go any harder? How many people would be like, I'm too sweaty, I need a drink of water? How many people would say, I need a break? That's what I think about. And every time I think about that, you know what I do? A couple more reps. A couple more reps. Today, as a matter of fact, I'm in the gym. I'm getting it. There's hardly anybody in there, and I'm just getting it. And I saw a couple people kind of look at me, you know, like, what the hell is this guy doing? You know, like, why is, what does he think he's Arnold? What's he doing over here? You can just tell, you know what I mean? And it doesn't even faze me because I just think you're okay with sitting on that machine being average. As soon as it starts to hurt a little bit, you stop. I'm pushing and I ain't stopping. Today it freaking hurts so bad. I did 100 reps at the end of this workout. And I don't even know why the hell I'm sharing this with you, but this is my mindset. And it's not just working out. I transfer this to every part of my life right now. As I think I'm going to do 100 reps at the very end. I did shoulders today, only shoulders, everything to do with the shoulders, everything surrounding the scap area. Okay. And like hour and a half in, I'm about hour and 20 minutes in. And I grab these dumbbells, 10-pound dumbbells. And I sit there and I do 100 reps of lateral and front raises nonstop unbroken. And at like 37 or 38, like it burnt like a son of a bitch. And in my head, I was like, ah, stop at 50, dude. It hurts so bad. Stop at 50. Do it in 2 sets. Stop at 50. And then I got to 50. And you know what I said to myself? I bet you already know what I said to myself. Plug your ears if you don't like bad language. I said, why the fuck would I stop at 50? My goal was 100. And you know what I did? I got to 75. And I thought, dude, I got chills then and I got chills right now as I'm saying it. And you know what happened? I was like, oh yeah, only 25 more? I'm going to fucking crush these 25. And as a matter of fact, these last ones, I'm going to pause these sons of bitches just so it hurts a little bit more. And that's what I did. I did 100 of them. And then I racked the weights and I walked out that bitch. And that's a win. And I ain't telling you not to talk about my working out because that's my own personal journey. That is the mindset you got to have if you want to achieve at a high, high level in life, not just in the freaking weight room in life. You want to crush life, then you got to just freaking wake up, look in the mirror if you want to, or just lay in bed or stand up or do jumping jacks or stretch or do yoga, whatever the hell you do, you got to get your mind right and you got to say, dude, I'm a fucking wolf. I'm a sheepdog up in this world. I'm waking up to attack this day. I'm not waking up to pass through this day. I'm waking up to attack this bitch, dominate this thing. And at the end of the day, I'm going to rest really freaking well because I'm going to know I crushed this day. And I'm going to wake up and guess what's going to happen when I wake up in the morning? I'm going to do that same shit again, maybe just a little bit freaking harder because that's who I am. That is how you win. That is how you achieve things. As a matter of fact, I feel so good. This is nowhere near any of the footnotes or any of the cliff notes or anything I put on this little piece of paper here for me to talk about, but I'm turning 36 in 9 days. 9 days. You know what I thought about in the gym today? In between my sets when I was thinking, because that's what I told you. It's a big mental thing for me when I'm in the gym. I do a lot of self-talk. There's a lot of self-reflection, really put things in perspective. You know what I thought about? I thought, dude, you're about to be 36. I feel amazing, like mentally, physically, like I feel really good, strong. And all I thought is, bro, you let 34 and a half years go by and you haven't even challenged your potential yet. Physically, mentally, emotionally, you've been through some tough shit, but you have no idea what you're capable of. You have no idea what you can give to this world. You have no idea what you can achieve. You have no idea the heights that you can get to. You have no idea what your body can do. You have no idea what your mind can do. You have no idea what you can do. And that's scary today for me to think about that. And today was literally the first day I had like this super deep thought. I probably went 4 or 5 minutes without doing a damn thing. If I looked at my MyZone tracker, there's probably this gap of just my heart rate was super low because I just stopped and started thinking like, how much can I really achieve? Like I'm walking around feeling good about myself because I've done things and I'm taking shots and I'm recording podcasts when I used to be scared shitless, you know, 2 years ago I'm popping Xanax and fucking freaked out. Maybe not 2 years ago, that's an exaggeration, but I had social anxiety, but I wasn't taking the pills, my bad. That was a year ago, 2 years ago. I've challenged myself, sweet, but I haven't even fucking scratched the surface of my real potential. Not one time. Not one time have I really, really found out what I can do. And I hope to you, every one of you use that decide to listen to this dang thing. I don't care if I know you, I don't know you, I meet you someday, I don't meet you someday. I want you to just think about where you're at in life. Are you exactly where you want to be? Are you 100% given everything you got? Like everything. How much does fear get in your way? And I want you to be real with yourself. What is your potential? And the truth is you don't know the answer to that. If you tried to tell me right now, if I'll stand in front of you and say, what's your potential? And you try to tell me, I'd say bullshit faster than you could answer me because you don't know. So challenge yourself. This isn't about me. This is about me talking to you. Challenge yourself. Find out, who are you? What is your potential? What can you give to this world? What can you give to this world? What have you not given to this world yet that you should? You have gifts, you have abilities, you have strengths. Don't be afraid, man. One of the scariest things I ever did was turn on this fucking podcast and start talking. And then the scariest part was to actually upload the thing so that people could listen to it. The crazy thing is, I think about it now, I should have done this shit 3-4 years ago when I talked about it. But I waited. But here I am. So look, my bros, I'm going to wrap up this show. I got on a rant, but I mean this wholeheartedly. I'm coming. If you're one of my 5 people at the table, I'm excited for you. Just make sure you keep up, all right? Our sum average is going up. We about to fucking dominate. I hope you're as fired up as I am right now. Remember, sort out your table. Figure out who doesn't belong. When the seat opens, pick wisely. If they don't fit, don't let them sit. I want to thank you all again for your continued support. I appreciate all of you listening to me all the time. It means a lot that you'll take time out of your day to listen to me. And I genuinely hope that you keep coming back. Please feel free to reach out to me. And until next time, I am your host, Jake Harwood, reminding you to eat clean, train dirty, and never go to a massage parlor with Robert. craft. Happy endings. I mean, happy day to you.
See. The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.